1050 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of
ABC News. I'm Rena Roy. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott entering the Republican race for the White House. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis expected to do the same thing later this week. Russia claims it has taken the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge says the Ukrainians dispute that.
Front line shifting in eastern Ukraine. Russia advancing in Bakhmut, its troops raising their flag on a ruined rooftop, claiming full control of that city. Ukraine denying that, saying its forces fight on in one district and are advancing in areas nearby. Now trying to break through Russian lines to the north and south of Bakhmut.
The White House has officially scheduled President Biden's meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy for this afternoon at 5:30. Until then, negotiators will be meeting behind the scenes as the debt ceiling inches to that June 1st deadline. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says after that, the U.S. likely won't be able to pay all its bills. This is ABC News. We're learning more about the death of a girl who died in the custody of immigration officials in Texas.
The 8-year-old girl was a Panamanian citizen who entered the United States with her Honduran parents on May 9th. Her mother has told the AP that she pleaded with customs officials to take her daughter to a hospital when she started having breathing problems, but that when they did, it was too late. Customs and Border Protection says the child had a history of health issues, including heart surgery performed when she was 5. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Cops in Kansas City trying to find the gunman that opened fire at a club early Sunday morning. 3 people killed and 2 more hurt. Several states again seeing smoke wafting in from up north. Canadian wildfires triggering air quality warnings from Colorado to Montana. And it may not be long before the cup carrying your coffee is a snack, too. An Australian company has come up with an edible coffee cup with ingredients like wheat bran, sugar, and coconut oil. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Cripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. A 14-year-old girl killed in a crash early Sunday morning. St. Francis police reported a car being driven over 100 miles an hour on 794 around 2 a.m. Minutes later, officers sent to 794 in Pennsylvania Avenue. The car was found flipped over on the embankment. The 17-year-old driver was performing CPR and the 14-year-old who'd been ejected. First responder continued those efforts but weren't successful. 2 others treated at a local hospital for minor injuries. The driver later arrested for OWI. Milwaukee Bucks forward Wesley Matthews teaming up with Madison Public Schools Foundation to raise a minimum of $250,000 to cover the gap between what Madison schools budgets can cover and what they need to offer up-to-date PE classes and make it easier for kids to afford being involved in sports. Matthews played sports at Madison Memorial. He's seeding the fund with $50,000 of his own money and matching up to an additional $50,000. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobity boom boom. Scobity dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Would you boycott vacationing somewhere because of the politics of that place? 844-967-2789. Would you pick where you, like, would you not go somewhere? Be like, I'm not going. Let's say Florida.
Ah, what an interesting choice.
Would you not go to Florida because of the politics that are happening there? 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. That is our question to kick off today's show, Monday, May 22nd, a week for Memorial Day.
Hard to believe.
Because I ask... Because over the weekend, the NAACP became the latest civil rights group to advise Americans against visiting Florida. And they are not alone. But this is, they said that, this is the NAACP said that Florida lawmakers are openly hostile towards Black Americans, other people of color, and the LGBTQIA plus community. And this comes just days after the League of United Latin American Citizens, also known as LULAC, issued a travel advisory for Florida after DeSantis signed new immigration laws that would require hospitals to get a patient's immigration info and require employers to ensure workers are documented. So,
and that's already causing some problems.
Oh, yeah. And we can talk about that.
Yeah.
But it just... And I don't want to just say Florida. If you are someone who's conservative, do you not go to New York or California for these reasons? I would say I someday would love to go to Russia. I'm not boycotting Russia. I just don't want to be an American in Russia these days.
Which I think is wise.
Which I think is wise. And so I just thought it would be interesting to get your thoughts on how much do the politics of a place factor into your decisions when you... You're planning a vacation. 844-967-2789.
Stacy from Waukesha joining us. Hey, Stacy, thanks so much for calling. What do you think?
Hi, how you doing? You could not pay me to go to Florida right now.
Really?
You know, my husband and I discuss this often. We travel quite a bit. And yeah, even if we want a free trip, there's no way. They are not getting my travel dollars at all.
And is that the reason? Because I think there's, to a certain extent, there's some people who probably don't feel safe. Like, I would imagine trans people, there's people who are starting to not feel safe in Florida. But for you, it's just because I'm not giving them my money.
Right. Well, that and the people down there drive terribly. I used to live in the suburbs of Chicago, and they drive worse than the people in Chicago. It's not because of old people. It's very frightening.
That's so funny that you say that, though, Stacey, because one of my sisters and my brother-in-law lived in a gated community for about 5 years. They talked about how bad people drove within that gated community on their golf carts.
Well, see, that's another reason not to go to Florida.
That's so
no,
funny.
No, seriously, you know, they have the gates that go up and down. She said they have to replace them like 5 times a month because people just crash through them. It was nuts.
Good Lord.
It was just nuts. And she talked, too, about how the roads are awful. There's only, what, 2 main roads in and out of Florida, so the traffic is always nuts. Yeah, I'm with you, Stacey. You couldn't pay me to go to Florida.
No. Nope.
Well, thanks for the call.
Or Texas, but I have no desire to go.
Or Texas. I'm right there with you on that. We've talked about this. One of my closest friends lives in Texas, and I've told her I'm not going until they get rid of permitless concealed carry. I think it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's too scary.
Thank you so much for calling, Stacey. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Would you boycott vacationing somewhere because of the political atmosphere?
And I'm trying to think. It's interesting because I haven't gone to, we flew through Florida when we went to on our honeymoon, right. But we were supposed to go to Disney World because we were going to have a layover and then the hurricane was coming.
Oh yeah.
No, not the big one, but the one that ended up not being that big of a deal. So we ended up not going, but I'm trying to think now, like, cause my brother is toyed with the idea of potentially moving to South Beach as he tries to figure out where he wants to move next. And I'm like, well, if you moved there, I feel like I would visit you. But and it kind of just thought this morning, I was like, because right now I have no reason to go to Florida. If I want to go somewhere warm, I would rather go to the Caribbean and one of those, like one of the islands and support them than go to Florida. But that was just because I feel like those are culturally more interesting than Florida. So,
well, and I think, and we've talked about this before as well, with snowbirds having their second homes down there, every day I keep seeing more stories about the rising cost of insurance in Florida, like a 50% increase, which is nuts. And I hate to be the one to point this out, but these weather disasters seem unlikely to lessen.
Yes.
If you live near the water, if you live... South Beach seems like a bad idea.
Well, but it's so interesting because what's hard for me to wrap my head around is that Texas and Florida increasingly have unpopular culture war laws being signed into law by their kind of extreme governors. And yet, they're two of the most rapidly, like the places most, like so many people are moving to. The last couple years, their population keeps like increasing and increasing and increasing. And so, you know, that people in this state will point to people in this state who are arguing that they want to eliminate the income tax will point to that's why people are moving there. And who knows? It could be the warmer weather. It could be income tax. It could be because there's new jobs there. But ultimately, like, the combination of climate change and Florida having parts of it, some of the most beautiful parts, being underwater, being more and more susceptible to hurricanes, but also just the heat in general. And are people going to start moving if they really don't feel safe there? I mean, we haven't talked about this on the show before, but Dwayne Wade, former NBA player, mm-hmm. Mayor DeGabriel Union, former Marquette player. He has they're very open. They have a trans daughter who they're leaving. They're leaving Florida because they can't get on board. And obviously they have the resources that's not a hard sell for them.
Right. Which is not the case for a lot of people.
Yeah. But.
Well, they're in Florida. They have already passed it or are going to pass a bill where trans kids can be taken away from their parents if they get treatment for them. This seems completely opposite to parents' rules, parents' rights. No, we don't like that health care that you're choosing for your child, so we're taking your kid away from you. Screw your parents' rights.
But they think it's child abuse.
Even though every
to them,
major...
it'd be the same thing. It's like parentals, like that's me. To them, I'm sure the argument is... as a parent, you don't have the right to abuse your children or starve your children in the different ways that CPS gets involved. This, they see it as child abuse. That has to be the argument, right? Because otherwise, how do you justify it?
Well, right. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Would you not vacation in Florida or Texas or New York or California because you don't like the political climate?
Or other countries.
Yeah, that's
true. I mean, and it's different. There's a difference between safety and feeling like I am not going to go to parts of Mexico where the cartel is really, really is a stronghold.
Right.
Or, for me, like, I'm not going to Russia anytime soon. Like, there's a difference between not going because your safety concerns versus not going because you don't want to give them your money. You don't want to give them your tourist dollars. And there's plenty of other places to go. And there really are plenty of other places to go. But I'm also interested in how many people that are just like, they don't even think about it.
Oh, I think there's a fair amount of people that don't care. They do their annual spring break trip to Florida. They do their annual whatever camping trip to the Keys. Sure, there's going to be a ton of people, I think, who aren't going to let that faze them at all.
And it'll be interesting to see, because as we said, if you're just joining us, this question comes from the fact that multiple groups, including the NAACP and LULAC, which is the United Latin America League of United Latin American Citizens, have issued basically travel advisories for Florida and saying that you should not go there.
It's not a friendly place.
It's not a friendly place and they're openly hostile towards Black Americans, other people of color, LGBTQ community, which they're proving to be. And so, of course, this is on the heels of, I guess it's right before everyone's expecting Ron DeSantis to announce this week.
Right.
But I guess his office has called these advisories, quote, a stunt.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But it'll be interesting to see if this has any effect, because the fact is tourism brought in more than $101 billion in 2021 for Florida.
And think about the fact that Disney just pulled a $1 billion deal off the table.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have done anything for tourism.
But certainly it's going to affect, that was going to employ a whole bunch of people and you would have had a whole bunch of people move there.
Yeah, it was going to move jobs. It was going to move like 2,000 jobs.
Right.
And so, I don't think that Galactic Starship $1,200 per two nights thing, I don't know if there's enough there since that's closing. I don't know if there's enough people to really have that be the ding as far as, but I mean, if they moved Disney World, that would be a
that would be massive.
Because I'm like, if you think about $100 billion in tourism in 2021, which means like we're still like pretty pandemic-y. And so I'm wondering, like in 2019, was it significantly more than that? I don't know. Super interesting. All right. Well, when we come back, we would still love to hear from you. Would you boycott vacationing somewhere because of politics?
And not just Republican states.
Yes, we're not specifically talking about Florida, but just is that a factor when you're deciding where to spend your money on and where to go? 844-96-PARTY. That's 844-967-2789. We'll be back right after the break.
And if I can make it there, I'm gonna make it anywhere. It's up to you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 76. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 51. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 80. Temperatures a bit below average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the upper 50s to the low 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 73.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
To Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
I mean, that song kind of makes me want to go.
It's up, right? You can, but palm trees swaying and people in swimsuits on roller skates. And sure, why not?
Welcome back. We are asking you, would you boycott vacationing somewhere because of politics? 844-967-2789. And we're asking that question because a handful of civil rights groups are warning tourists about Florida in the wake of hostile laws. And in case you haven't been keeping count, it's May. It's almost the end of May. And DeSantis has already signed 80 new laws.
80?
80. 80, not 18. 80 new laws this year alone in 2023.
How has he managed to find the time in between flying on donors' planes to all these various campaign stops all over the country promoting his book?
His book, and obviously. There's actually, I've read this morning, there is, if you're interested, at DeSantis Jet.
Oh, this is great.
Which is Ron DeSantis' jet tracking. So it's tracking his private jet basically as he's campaigning.
Pretty much.
That is a good point, though. It's like he's a busy guy. Between how much they actually are pushing through quickly in the state while he's also promoting his book and campaigning and spending all this time in Iowa. You know, productivity, man.
Well, the one thing he didn't do in the midst of all of this was visit the areas of Florida that had been so catastrophically flooded earlier this year.
He
never went.
He never went?
He never went.
I thought he was getting credit kind of at the as everything was happening, that he actually was acting like a normal person instead of a partisan hack.
Well, that might be true, but I don't believe he ever went and visited those areas in Florida that flooded. And talking about the insurance and property insurance in Florida, insurers are fleeing that state. So when you talk about people moving there because there's no income tax for the savings, isn't that a 40% hike in your property insurance rates? Isn't that going to kind of negate not having income tax? I don't see how that's...
Unless you rent.
How that's a plus. And in Texas, too, and I know that the population in Texas is growing... We'll see what happens to their power grid over the summer.
When it's so hot.
When it's so hot. And even in Arizona, I saw over the weekend, they are warning people about upcoming extreme temperatures. It's only the middle of May. And they're expecting super, super hot weather in Arizona.
I mean, I think this summer is going to be, what is it, super El Nino?
Yeah.
Is coming. And so we may, and actually that's something interesting to get into the next segment as far as WPR put an article out last week as far as kind of investigating could Wisconsin and the Midwest and the Rust Belt be a climate haven, as it sometimes has been called. And I think at least what I got away from that article or got from that article is like, yes, but like, yes, it's going to be less bad here, but that doesn't mean there's not going to still be changes and floods and warmer temperatures here. It's just since we're starting cooler. And maybe also think is like, you know how like the middle of Canada is basically like the bush of Australia? Like no one really lives there.
Right.
Like, is that going to be the migration of areas that are right now way too cold for anyone to actually want to live there year round and not developed and don't have infrastructure? But how much does that change as far as people just moving north, further and further north, as things get hotter and hotter?
Well, and look at Alberta, Canada, which has those massive wildfires going on, which is why we have such hazy skies right now, because of the smoke from those wildfires. And Alberta's pretty far up there.
Have you been?
I have. It's beautiful.
I would imagine
Alberta's just beautiful. But tons and tons of forests and tons of trees. And is there going to be any safe place to go?
I don't know. And so anyways, we'll talk more about that in the next segment. But it's amazing to me when you actually take it when you look at the complete list of what Ron DeSantis has done, not only in this term and his last term, but even just this spring. Like, maybe this is a controversial thing to say, but like, I think having him, the prospect of having him as president, it's like starting to become more terrifying than another Trump.
I don't disagree with you. I find the prospect of either of them being the president of the United States absolutely terrifying. But DeSantis does seem better organized.
Which actually makes him scarier.
Well, yeah. And with everything that's been going on, and he's been able to pass all this legislation, and maybe this is the way it happens all the time, but it just sounds like someone else is crafting these things for him, and they just bring them to him, and he signs them frequently in the middle of the night.
At least with the 6-week abortion ban.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, when we come back, we'll list off some of the things that he's gotten done in a short period of time. But I also would love your thoughts on who, as Ron DeSantis preps to announce this week, knowing how much he's gotten done, and granted, he would not necessarily have a supermajority. Like, he's working with a supermajority in Florida.
Right.
So a lot of these things are getting pushed through fast. And certainly we all know that the federal government does not work that fast.
Expeditiously.
Even in the time when Biden had both chambers, when Trump had both chambers, they didn't get 80 bills passed, right? So like it still wouldn't be as quick. But like, there's a part of me that looks at what Ron DeSantis has done in such a short period of time in Florida that's like, this guy seems way scarier. And maybe not way scarier, but like, to me, how effective he's been has been versus, like you said, Trump's chaotic. He changes his mind. He doesn't really have a plan.
Except when it's all about him.
It's all about him. But it's not really this. He kind of just says what is beneficial versus, oh, we're executing a strategy to totally upend people's rights because of the war on woke. So let us know. Who's scarier, Trump or DeSantis? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we will be right back.
We're kicking back and soaking up the rains every day in Florida. It's like a Caribbean holiday every day in Florida. It's like a Caribbean.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott entering the Republican race for the White House. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis expected to do the same thing later this week. Russia claims it has taken the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge says the Ukrainians dispute that.
Front line shifting in eastern Ukraine. Russia advancing in Bakhmut, its troops raising their flag on a ruined rooftop, claiming full control of that city. Ukraine denying that, saying its forces fight on in one district and are advancing in areas nearby, now trying to break through Russian lines to the north and south of Bakhmut.
The White House has officially scheduled President Biden's meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy for this afternoon at 5:30. Until then, negotiators will be meeting behind the scenes as the debt ceiling inches to that June 1st deadline. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says after that, the U.S. likely won't be able to pay all its bills. This is ABC News.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The U.S. could go into default on June 1st if stalled debt ceiling talks don't make progress. Wisconsin Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin says default has to be off the table.
It hurts real people. The economic consequences, interest rates increasing, the downgrading of our credit rating as a nation, very, very serious matters.
Baldwin on Upfront on Channel 12 in Milwaukee yesterday. Republicans are pushing for spending cuts in exchange for helping raise the nation's borrowing limit. A Madison teenager is looking at federal computer hacking charges. Investigators say Joseph Garrison stole $600,000 from people on online gambling websites. Garrison could spend close to 60 years in prison. In sports, the red-hot Astros bring their 7-game winning streak to Milwaukee tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we are talking about, well, we're talking about a couple different things. We are talking about how much politics plays a role into where you choose to vacation. And knowing that that's a difference between safety and I don't want to give this place my money.
Right.
And sometimes those two things can overlap. But I want to acknowledge that there's places that may be safe for me to go that are not safe for other people to go. And so that is a different question than me opting in to say, I don't want to spend my money there.
Right.
But then we were also talking about as we wait for Ron DeSantis, or I also heard, I think it was on Wait, Don't Tell Me from this past week, where someone made a joke that they just so badly want there to be a drag queen named Rhonda Santis.
Oh,
I was like, that's pretty good. It's so obvious. It's just sitting right there.
It is.
It's right there.
Boy, can't believe nobody's done that yet.
I know. Which is, I mean, the picture already exists, right? Of there was that AI viral.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Of all the different pictures of the super anti-LGBT and right-wing, like Clarence Thomas and Ron DeSantis and Trump, all recreated as drag queens.
It was quite something.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But in looking at what Ron DeSantis has done this year alone, it's like, I also am asking the question for people listening, and maybe you like one of these two already, but for people who are certainly not planning to vote for the Republican, no matter who they are, who is scarier at this point? Because we already know what a Trump presidency could look like, because we had it for 4 years. But also looking at, I mean, basically, Ron DeSantis should have his slogan be "Make Florida, like Make America Florida Again," of like what he wants to do. So this is a small fraction of what he's done. The 6-week abortion ban. So in April, he signed a law that bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy,
which he signed in the middle of the night. And now, even when he goes to talk to pro-life groups, he doesn't bring it up.
Shut
up. I know, ha. Huh?
So now they're one of the most restrictive states for reproductive rights in the country. Then banning transition care for minors. So in mid-May, so just a couple week ago, he was finalizing his candidacy for president. But then he also signed a measure outlawing gender transition care for minors and restricting it for adults. The latest action by Republicans this year aimed at LGBTQ communities in Florida. It imposed a penalty of up to 5 years in prison for doctors who violate the ban and requires adults seeking gender transition care to sign a consent form. And one of the bill's most contentious aspects is language that says a court could temporarily remove children from their homes if they receive gender-affirming care.
I just want to stop for 1 second. So adults who are getting treated either hormonally or however to transition have to sign something that says they consent to this care. They're adults. Doesn't that, if they seek it, doesn't that automatically mean they are consenting to this treatment?
I know.
Or does he just want a record of the people who are who have transitioned or are transitioning?
Probably.
That sounds more accurate.
He also put his signature on bills punishing businesses that admit minors to adult live performances, such as drag shows, and making it a misdemeanor trespassing offense for people who use bathrooms in public buildings that do not correspond to their sex at birth.
And so are there going to be genital examinations as women go in to use bathrooms? How's that going to work?
I know. Because I think about that when you think about people who have trans men who have transitioned and pass as cis men, right? And I've seen, whether it's TikToks or people who have testified in front of different state legislatures who look like men. And they're like, do you really want me using bathrooms with your wives and daughters? Like, what is this, you know, what does this look like? And so that's on LGBTQ trans issues. On education, he gave his seal of approval in May to a bill prohibiting public school employees from calling students pronouns other than those matching their gender at birth. This expanded the one-year-old state law, which critics have referred to as Don't Say Gay. He also left another conservative imprint on Florida's education system when he signed legislation banning public universities and colleges in the state from spending money on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Oh, sounds like, who else? Isn't there someone in Wisconsin trying to do that?
That does sound familiar.
Mm-hmm. The teaching of identity politics, long a preoccupation of right-wing Republicans, is prohibited at public institutions under the law, which also weakened tenure protections. And in March, he gave conservatives another trophy, creating a universal school voucher program. And so it's an $8,000 per year benefit per student, which would arguably undermine public schools and further enrich wealthy families because it does not have an income eligibility cap.
Oh, great. Great, great, great.
He also banned the AP course for African American Studies. Death penalty. This is, yeah, we're not even done yet. In April, Mr. DeSantis signed a bill that will substantially lower the threshold for imposing the death penalty.
Oh, that's right.
It will no longer require a unanimous vote by 12 members of a jury to sentence a person to die. An 8-4 majority would be enough under the new law, which is expected to face legal challenges from criminal justice reform groups.
Well, that's a relief, because no one has ever been unfairly convicted of something and spent decades and decades in prison for a crime it was ultimately determined they did not commit.
Or actually be killed for a crime that they didn't commit. And your favorite, concealed carry.
Yeah, which also I believe he signed kind of in the middle of the night and doesn't really want to talk about that because it's not popular.
The governor signed a law in April that allows Floridians to carry concealed weapons without a permit. As of July 1st, gun owners will no longer be required to pass a safety course and a background check, a shift away from calls for tougher gun laws in the state after mass shootings in 2018 in Parkland and 2016 at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. And obviously there's all the Disney stuff. That feels less of like... I don't know how that's going to play out, but it's still just like, why are you spending your energy on going against one of the biggest companies in the world?
Well,
that employs thousands of people and brings billions of dollars to your state. Like, why is this the hill that you're going to die on, besides just being like thin skinned and not being able to take an L?
And I just find it the pinnacle of irony that the party of small government, the Republicans, now we're going to force you to support their policies. You can't dissent against their policies. They're going to make you, or they will punish you, because that's free. That's free enterprise.
I mean, and that's the thing where I've heard even most people who are true conservatives saying, like, this is not what our policy. This is not how we typically fall on the free markets scale.
Didn't used to be.
As far as like this, even on that one, I think there's a lot of people who are kind of like, what? This is not how this is supposed to work when it comes to letting private companies be private companies.
And can I just remind folks, in Florida, they banned The Diary of Anne Frank. They banned the book, The Diary of Anne Frank. Wrap your head around that.
He also mandated that employers with 25 or more employees use E-Verify, a federal government database used to check Social Security Administration and Department of Homeland Security records to see if a person is authorized to work in the United States. He also banned local governments from issuing ID cards to undocumented immigrants and required hospitals to collect data on health care costs associated with that population. Which is also causing issues now because there's a lot of construction sites that are just empty and there's no one there to work.
Right. And there are even truck drivers who don't want to go into Florida now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out over the rest of this year. What's happening down there.
And then finally, Mr. DeSantis signed a law in May to shield from the public, from the public records of his travel, including out-of-state political trips. The measure, which Republicans and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement claimed was needed for security reasons, will create a veil of secrecy over who is paying for the travel of Mr. DeSantis and how he is dividing his time as governor and as a presidential candidate. Even Mr. Trump has latched onto that issue, saying in a statement from his campaign in April that Mr. DeSantis, also known as Meatball Ron, was not being transparent about how much taxpayer money he was spending on travel. And that's a short list of what Ron DeSantis has been able to do in 2023.
Well, and isn't it a fair assumption then that should he be elected president, he would enact the same kind of thing that the public doesn't get to know what I do? And what I'm doing with your money, and where I'm going, and on whose private jet I'm flying. None of your business. I'm president.
That would seem, this indicates that he, you know, it's like, it's very dictator-esque. And so that's what I mean. Like, as far as I feel like this is, he's a scarier prospect to me than even Trump is. And he's younger.
Yes. He is considerably younger, although he made an appearance a campaign appearance somewhere. I don't remember where he was over the weekend that was kept showing up on my Twitter feed. And apparently he has all of the personality of a wet piece of dough.
Well, I also heard that people, you know, as he's going to get more and more, because he really won't take interviews. Like, and as he, I think this was either, this was on the Bulwark. So it was either Tim Miller or Charlie Sykes talking about this on one of their latest podcasts of how he's trying to act like a lizard person. It's like, oh, look at me. I am the lizard king. And I am, and everything is so forced as far as he saw this play. He saw the Trump playbook of appealing to a certain base that gets riled up about owning the libs and woke culture and all of this, and is so far doubling down on appealing to them, even though he is not of their ilk, really. I don't know if this is true or not, but it's just like his inauthenticity as far as trying to be this guy and kind of like puppeteering around in a suit that he's this guy, but he's not really. And like, how much will this start to fall apart under the scrutiny and like unending media attention you get when you are running for president?
Yeah, but if you never put yourself in a position where you have to take any unfriendly questions, how often?
But you don't get to do that when you're running for president.
Trump's not going to do any of the debates. They didn't ask me.
But if he wants to get over Trump, he's going to have to.
You would think so, but I don't know.
How else does he get his numbers up and get the amount of attention as to compete with an ex-president and someone as famous as Trump without getting as much media as he can?
That's a good question. But I can't imagine his handlers want him. They're just going to really screen who gets to ask questions then. They're not going to leave him unprepared and unprotected.
Yeah. All right. Well, we didn't even get to the
PFAS.
The PFAS. There's a new bill that for $125 million to address PFAS in Wisconsin, but doesn't really say how that would be spent. And so maybe we'll talk more about that tomorrow instead. But also, it was interesting, as we said in the last segment, of the idea that Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, we could all be climate havens. And so I was interested in exploring that a little bit more, too. But we will save both of those for tomorrow instead, because we're going to end this hour when we come back with some lighter Wisconsin news and headlines. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 76. South winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 51. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 80. Temperatures a bit below average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the upper 50s to the low 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 73.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are rounding out our Monday first hour newsy hour with some fun headlines. A little while back, we interviewed Cassandra Berger, who was the, or is, the Quick Trip girl.
Yes.
And it sounds like she has some competition.
Uh-oh, look out.
Whit Mezza, which is a great name. Whit Mezza set a new hot bar Wednesday morning when she parked her Harley Davidson at the pump at the Egg Harbor Road location of Quick Trip in Sturgeon Bay. With a 13-cent fill-up complete and receipt secured, Mezza completed an epic quest with a Q, with a K, to visit all 503 Quick Trip stores in Wisconsin, plus as many others as she could in neighboring states, a 4,500-mile journey completed in just 11 days. That is a lot of Quick Trips in not a lot of time. Because I feel like when Cassandra did this, she did it over the course of like a year and a half.
It took a while. I mean, they're all over the state.
They're all over the state.
You got to put on some miles and the mileage.
But I guess if you're on a Harley and you're like, that's kind of your shtick, is like, I just ride around on my bike. But it's 503. I mean, how much do you even spend? I guess in her last one at Egg Harbor, she only filled up for 13 cents.
Oh my God.
But yeah, it's I wonder if she'll get a deal with Quick Trip just like Cassandra did.
That would be wise.
But she is a self-professed Quick Trip super fan, and she said her 2022 summary of Quick Trip activity got her thinking about how she could level up in 2023. She found an answer to her other passion in life, endurance motorcycling, long-distance rides, generally involving riding at least 1,000 miles in 24 hours.
Oh, man. Oh.
Are you a motorcycle person?
I had a bike.
You did have a bike, so you had a license.
I did.
That doesn't surprise me.
I was terrible.
Oh, you were not a good driver.
I was uneasy rider. I was not a good motorcycle rider. I would have so much anxiety the night that before I knew I was taking it out, I couldn't sleep. Because, don't forget, my father was a mortician.
Yeah.
And there would be dinners when we'd be sitting around the dinner table and he would be talking about someone who was in a terrible motorcycle accident. And Dad would say, oh, was he a mess?
So what made you want to get it in the first place?
Because I had gone out with friends as a passenger and really enjoyed it and thought, well, there's no reason I can't do this myself. Why don't I get my own license?
Okay.
So I took the course and I went through all of it. It was a wonderful course. And I never, thankfully, hurt anybody or hurt myself, but I just never relaxed. And then it's no fun.
Yeah.
If you can't, if you can't relax, all I would think about when I was driving is how many different things could run out and kill me. Or
so how many times did you end up riding before you're like, never mind, this is too stressful?
Well, I took it on some group rides. I probably rode it a dozen times.
Okay.
And then I sold it.
Because I've been the passenger a fair amount. But yeah, I don't know how I would be as the driver. And I'm sure Debbie Bry would thank me for not ever wanting to be the driver.
I'm sure she would.
Even the passenger, I think, makes her nervous. Because that's the thing. I would imagine being a not confident motorcycle driver is as dangerous as being like a super reckless one.
I would agree with you completely.
And there's something of like, if to be a good behind a motorcycle, like you have to be pretty confident and like relaxed.
Yes.
And understand the road, the bike. Because to be super twitchy doesn't really work when you're trying to keep your balance.
And I recognized that in myself and thought, yeah, this isn't good, Jane.
So you're not doing 1,000 miles in 24 hours anytime soon?
Oh, that's just brutal.
Good for her, though.
Yeah, I mean, I give her a lot of credit. She's got to have a really good cushy seat or something.
Yeah, or good cushy...
something.
some biking shorts with the padding in the crotch.
With chaps on.
Oh, well, then also I saw this headline. So the Trade Hotel, so the new hotel that they've been building next to the Fiserv.
Yeah.
So I've said this before on the show, but if you are newer to the show, my father played basketball for the Badgers. My father is 6'8".
He's really tall.
Pushing 6'9". Yeah. And for basketball, being that tall is great. For almost everything else in life, being that tall is hard. Finding clothes is hard. Being on airplanes is hard.
Riding in a car is gotta be difficult.
Riding in a car. Like, there's a lot of things. And including staying at hotels where the shower hits your chest.
Oh, gosh.
I'm pretty sure even at our house...
Does
I don't
have
know.
To duck?
And I dated a guy briefly in California who was an NBA player, and he had like custom built his house so everything was taller.
Oh my gosh.
So like the cabinets were taller
and then
the countertops were taller and everything was just a little bit taller, which makes sense in the same way someone who is maybe, you know, a little person who gets a house that is accommodating
sure.
for their height.
Of course.
But since the Trade Hotel is the official Deer District Fiserv Forum Hotel, which I guess is where going forward teams are going to stay when they come to play the Bucks. Everything's taller.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So it opened, the upscale Trade Hotel has opened across the street from Fiserv Forum in the Deer District. It's got a rooftop restaurant, nods to Milwaukee in its design, and higher ceilings and shower heads in fourth floor rooms designed for basketball players and Pete Bry.
And I would imagine longer beds, too.
Probably longer beds.
That's got to be a big issue, too, when you're 6'9" or 7'2".
Yeah. And so
that was
very smart.
Yeah.
But it's also smart. You're like, we don't need to do the whole hotel like this, but we'll just have enough rooms
for
traveling teams to always be comfortable. And I wonder how many other hotels do that.
We will have to do a Google.
We'll have to do a Google to see how many other hotels have accommodations for the extra large and the extra tall. All right. Well, coming up in the next hour, this is going to be a fun game. The Washington Post has published a quiz or a game that challenges if you think you can tame the national debt. So when we come back, Jane and I are going to play that. You can play along. And then at the bottom of the hour, State Senator Melissa Agard is going to join us to talk about her grassroots tour, which is her tour. She's about halfway through. It's her tour to push for legalization of marijuana in Wisconsin. So she's going to let us know how the tour's going, what she's hearing from people, and maybe any other drama that's happening at the Capitol.
Drama in our state capital?
No way.
Wow.
All right. Well, stick around for the top of the hour news. We will be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.